This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. New reports analyze DOE budget for 2006. Reports released recently analyzed the future of the DOE nuclear weapons program and associated environmental cleanup efforts according to the proposed fiscal year 2006 budget. The reports conclude that as weapons funding surpasses that of the Cold War, environmental management funding is drastically reduced. Dr. Robert Siviak, a former member of the Federal Office of Management and Budget, produced a report on behalf of Tri-Valley Communities Against a Radioactive Environment, CARES, that analyzes the proposed budget for the National Nuclear Security Administration, NNSA, which is the part of DOE that manages weapons programs. The report states, quote, "The NNSA has become an entrenched bureaucracy that maintains an outdated spending program solely for its own benefit," end quote. Siviak notes that the $6.63 billion budget request by NNSA for fiscal year 2006 is 1.5 times the average annual spending during the Cold War, despite the fact that the U.S. no longer faces a Cold War adversary. Siviak says, quote, "The U.S. is conducting a one-nation arms race against itself to upgrade its nuclear weapons and capabilities," end quote. The report outlines the current and projected nuclear weapons programs. These include the Robust Nuclear Earth Penetrator, or Bunker Buster, increased readiness to resume underground weapons testing, and the Modern Pit Facility. Siviak recommends cutting these programs altogether, which would save a combined $2 billion in spending. Siviak also notes that the weapons spending is increasing as other programs within DOE, including environmental cleanup, are being drastically cut. A report released by Don Hancock of Southwest Research and Information Center outlines the potential consequences of the $549 million budget cut for DOE's environmental management program. Hancock argues that as a result of the cut, quote, "The DOE environmental management program does not meet legal, regulatory, or policy commitments," end quote. According to Hancock, the budget cuts would undermine DOE's pledges to timely and adequately fund cleanup efforts. For example, Hancock estimates that closure deadlines for the Mound and Ferdinand facilities in Ohio would not be met due to budget cuts. Further, at Hanford, budget cuts would violate agreements between the state of Washington, the Environmental Protection Agency, and DOE. Hancock also notes that DOE is preparing to move responsibly for some of its sites from the Environmental Management Program to weapons programs. Hancock says, quote, "The transfer is part of a long-term plan to abolish the Environmental Management Program and downgrade the cleanup mission of DOE, even though major contaminated sites would not be adequately cleaned up," end quote. Hancock recommends that nearly $430 million be restored to environmental management. He also recommends that cleanup programs not be transferred to weapons programs, as the environmental management program can provide accountability, expertise, and accessibility to the public and state and local governments. Mary Leah Kelly of Tri-Valley CARE says, quote, "There's a direct correlation between the escalating budget to produce new and modified nuclear weapons and the decreasing budget for cleaning up the toxic and radioactive legacy of weapons development." Regarding these reports, Side by Side makes that correlation crystal clear. We need cleanup technologies to be modernized, not nuclear weapons, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these or other nuclear safety issues, please visit our webpage at nuclearactive.org.